it's clear that Jo has come to the end of a massive piece of writing. She's found a kind of closure, both in her work and in her family life.
I'm making David's birthday cake because he's 4 tomorrow, but it's just the family tea birthday cake. Because the day after that we have the party for all his friends, and then he gets a shop-made Lightning McQueen from the Disney Pixar film with which he's obsessed. Baking really reminds me of my mother. She made fantastic cakes, so that really makes me feel like I'm doing the proper motherly thing when I'm making birthday cakes. And David really likes my cakes, particularly.
Did you grow up with the smell of baking?
Yeah, my mum was a good cook, but she didn't get to stretch her wings much because my father greatly mistrusted foreign food. But on cakes and buns and bread, she was fantastic. And that was permissible, so that's where she got to show her pasties, as it were.
Memory of childhood is clearly one of Jo's main themes. But now that both she and Harry Potter have families, has she lost her principal inspiration?
I'm happier now than I've ever been in my life. I'm happier now than I was as a child, teenager, young adult. You know, I think middle age is probably going to be my time.
If her life and her writing have been some kind of struggle for completion, and she's now found it, what, if anything, is she going to do next? Has she written her last book? The Caledonian Hotel, Edinburgh. The top brass of both Warner Brothers and Universal Studios have flown over for a meeting with J.K. Rowling. Hollywood comes to her. She doesn't need to go to Hollywood. They're discussing the building of a massive 20-acre Harry Potter theme park in Florida and are seeking her approval.
You know what? Sitting in a room full of people who are trying to impress you, that's when I feel at my most fraudulent. Because I feel like I'm about 13 and they're all grown-ups. And I cover that up quite well, but I often think, why are you all looking at me for? Because for years I was the least important person in the room, and I was doodling on my notepad when I should have been taking minutes and actually writing Harry Potter.